We're now joined by head coach Lee at Fordyce over at Grundy R5. To me, it's always a good week when you get a trophy of some sort at a tournament. And it was a good week for the Grundy girls. They got the Consolation Hardware at the Novinger tournament. Started out losing to Atlanta. That put them on the Consolation side of the bracket. They won back-to-back games, Novinger and La Plata. Green City and then East Harrison. Green City and Galt. East Harrison up at Canesville will be the opponents this week for the Lady Panthers. Coach Fordyce, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
It had to be good that nobody wants to end up on the Consolation side of the bracket, but then the girls found a way to win two ball games on, I believe it was back-to-back nights, Friday and Saturday. That gives you a lot of momentum going into this week, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And we actually needed those wins because I think the girls were getting a little down, especially after losing to Atlanta, which we should have won. Our problem was turnovers and just basic fundamentals. We, passing the ball, dribbling the ball, we just struggled with basic things, and it was really not a good game for us at all.
It sounds like to me, I'm just kind of looking at who you've played and the games that you've played, if you can find that consistency, and it's probably little things here and there, you know, not turning over the ball as much, hitting a couple shots here and there. It sounds like your group has the potential to really be one of the upper echelon teams in Class 1 in the area this year, but they're still trying to put the pieces together.
That's right. Our ability is there. We're just not using the abilities that we have to produce what we need. And consistently, you know, having one player who can be consistent at scoring or consistent at something. It seems like Dandy, 21 points against Novinger, but she had zero against La Plata. And she had the opportunities. It just didn't fall for her. I think that's, you know, coming back from an injury. She's a little bit nervous about that maybe. So I think when she gets through that, she'll be all right. It seems like, you know, Anna Malazzo seems to be my most consistent person along with Morgan Axel. But we're not, things aren't flowing for us. And it seems like our upperclassmen just need to play like they've had the experience that they have had. So they just need to show that they are the upperclassmen and that they can get everybody through the rough times. And until we step up and start doing that, we're going to struggle a little bit.
Well, Green City is good. And we know that Brooke Littrell is one of the better Class 1 players in the state. She's going to Truman State, if folks haven't heard that, in a couple of years, in the class of 2020. And you had some troubles with Green City last year. As good as they are, it's your home opener, it's Thursday night, and I kind of look at it and go, it's almost one of those challenges of, you know, your girls coming in and not, you know, and trying to learn what they learned off of last year, but not necessarily having that be their number one thought going into the game and just coming in with a clear head.
That's right. And defensively, we have got to step up and be more aggressive. We are just sitting back and kind of letting things happen, and we're always a step late. And even passing the ball, you know, we think and then we pass. We need to be quick, and we're not being quick right now. So we need to get through that. And then when it comes to Brooke, we're just going to have to deny her the ball. And it's because I know, when they played Madison, they had the little guard that guarded her most of the night was a lot shorter than she was. But that little girl was in front of her all night long, and she had Brooke really frustrated. So that's what we have to do, and I have to find the person on my team that can do that job.
Do you feel like you have somebody in mind for that, Coach, or is that going to be a job that you try figuring out over practice the next 3 days?
That's what I'm going to have to figure out in the next 3 days.
So when it comes to Green City, and I look at this too, when you see a team that's confident and pretty good, and we know Green City's confident and pretty good, they come in and most of the time they kind of decide how the game's going to be played, and they have other teams playing their style. When I look at a team like yours with the ability that you have, if you can be the aggressor and you decide how that game in Galt is going to be played and you have Green City playing to the way that you want to play, I think that's going to be huge.
It will be huge. And then my girls can't be intimidated just by their record or by their past history. They have to go in with the idea, you know, I can do this too. And that I always tell them, if you have to get tougher, get tougher. I don't want to hear you whine. I don't want to hear you complain. You know, things aren't always going to be easy. And sometimes you just have to step up and play tougher. And there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, some people should want to do that. I personally would, you know, if I have to be more aggressive, I'd want to be more aggressive. So that's what I've got to get in their heads. Get in there, play hard, and if it's hard, just play harder.
And it's one of those things, too. We can talk about trying to shut down Littrell, but she's probably going to get at least 15. probably 20. She's going to hit some threes and things like that, and it's not the end of the world if the ball goes in the hoop. You got to figure out a way to respond to that, because there's going to be some adversity against a team of their caliber.
The difference from last year, though, is with Littrell, she had those two senior guards that would bring the ball down, and then they would pass off to her. Now she's bringing the ball down, and then she passes it off, and then she, you know, goes down the middle, and they try to pass back to her.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's having to handle the ball as well as get in a position where she can shoot the ball, and they're putting quite a bit of stress on her.
It is, as far as, you know, a really quality opponent, an opportunity for your team, and it's your home opener. It should be a heck of an opportunity for the Lady Panthers on Thursday.
I hope so.
You go to Canesville, you got East Harrison, your conference opener on Friday, Coach. What's your thoughts on that matchup?
Well, I have not seen East Harrison play yet, and I know last year they improved tremendously as the year went on. So, and I don't think they lost anybody, anything. I think they still should have a really good, strong team. So, there again, we're going to have to go in and we're going to play like we have the experience, we have the ability. We're going to have to step it up a little bit, be a little quicker, think. And like I said, I tell the girls, everybody can play defense. You know, I don't want to hear about changing offenses or doing all this. Get in there, and if you will play a good defense, things will fall in place for you. But when you slack off on defense, things go downhill quick. So you can never slack off on defense. Defense is big for me.
Got Winston on the road. Continue with conference play on the 11th. Mm-hmm. Newtown Harris the 14th. And you do have Higbee and Madison at the Ketchum Center for Holiday Hoops. And I know people probably don't know a ton about Higbee and Madison, but I'll tell people this. Madison, as we talked about, they beat Green City to win the Novinger tournament, and Higbee was in the final down at Northwestern. So those are two quality opponents you'll have at Holiday Hoops.
Yes, we're going to have our hands full. And like I said, I saw Madison play. Their girls are tall. My girls are not. And they're three, I would say, probably, they have two short players. I think they have only eight players, but two of them are short. But they're really quick, and they're great ball handlers. And then the bigger girls, they just stay underneath the basket, and they work it to them. They get the, you know, if they shoot it, they get their rebound. They put it back up, and they're pretty good at doing that. And so we have got to think of a plan to at least try to stay in the ball game with them.
Yeah, at least those games will be in county, because after Green City on Thursday, it's going to be three straight games on the road, and then the two games. The Higbee game is going to be the 18th, and the Madison game is going to be the 21st over at the Ketchum Center. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk with you again next Monday.
All right, thank you.